Joining us now, Councilmember Bill Murray. Bill, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
Hey, my pleasure. It's a beautiful day, even though it's a little cool.
It's always a beautiful day here in Colorado Springs. And let's start with some recent council activity. There's been a lot of discussion over the future of the stormwater fee. And what's the latest right now on that fee from the council perspective?
Well, from the council perspective, there is no question. We, of course, just finalized the EPA lawsuit. Of course, we went in agreeing the fact that we had, in fact, violated the requirements. And so we threw ourselves in the mercy of the court. Reasonably successful. That's a strange way to discuss this thing. But we're able to come to some accommodation. Of course, the accommodation is requires us to pay. And so on Monday, we discussed what level of payment and where it's going to come from. Now, what we decided, not decided because we haven't voted on it, was the fact that there's a pretty good chance that the monthly fee for the individuals will go from 5 to 7, and the property acre fee will go from 30 to approximately 45. Again, it's not finalized because we haven't actually voted on it, but that's the direction the council is going in.
And this would all be to basically mitigate the, I don't know if they are punitive damages, but the damages that Colorado Springs agreed to pay because of a lack of providing stormwater controls for that downstream flow going to Pueblo. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's a nice way of saying it. We failed to enforce the standards. And by failing to enforce the standards, it resulted in a court case. I've asked the folks to try to avoid this kind of issue. You know, if you follow the rules, you don't have this particular problem. But we've got ourselves in kind of a vicious cycle. And that is we look at each other and people will stand up there and say that development pays for itself. And that's not how it works, okay? If you don't mitigate it, so to speak, and agree that there are additional costs to the development, then you consistently become or get behind the power curve. In this particular case, the lawsuit was there, and we, again, threw ourselves on the mercy of the court, and they said, okay. But you do realize this just comes on the heel of the last agreement we had, which was $460 million. And the $460 million was only agreed upon because there was a threat that they were that Pueblo was going to take SDS from us because of our violations of the rules. So I think it's prudent that, the council hold the city and the city hold the council, and the community holds us responsible for the development actually paying for itself. Right now, actual stormwater costs are approaching, $500 million, $560 million? And somebody's got to pay it, and they consistently told me I couldn't go back to the developers, who obviously made some sort of profit from this process, and say, hey, listen, guys, you benefited from it. I think you should pony up to the bar. But in this particular case, there's no choice. We have to get both catch up to and get ahead of the power curve and make sure that it doesn't get worse. Because for folks who do watch the council, though, and of course the newspapers and TV, you do realize we just annexed another 800 acres, and Banning Lewis hasn't been even started to be brought up. And anybody who's ever gone out to, Woodman, I'll tell you what, construction's everywhere. For a pandemic environment, this is incredible construction. But again, yes, it's a requirement. I think this is probably the better way to handle the situation.
Yeah, and as one of those residents in Banning Lewis, I can definitely attest to that construction going on at a very quick pace. Bill, we also know the council voted yesterday to use some of the funds that voters decided not to ask for a refund under current Tabor statute, and that's going to go to helping out with some public safety concerns. Can you explain a little bit of what happened yesterday?
Okay, I safety concerns. I'm missing the cue on this one.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know, general public safety, the addition of some new fleets and equipment for our police and fire.
Oh yeah, this was already programmed into the agreement to keep the Tabor. It's administrative bookkeeping from the last election, whereas people agreed to let us keep the money for the specific purposes, and that's one of our success stories. I talk a lot about what I call COS, which is not Colorado Springs, but the cost of service. And the utilities has done a really good job about explaining to the customer that the only reason we have increases is because the cost of service has increased. And then, of course, when the cost decreases, we go back in and reduce it. The city is not as agile in this particular process. But if you look at the overall cost of things, the two things we know about life, things will cost more and it will take longer. And in that regard, the real win-win is when we can explain to the public that these actual dollars that you're allowing us to take or save are going to be used specifically for items that serve the public. And in this particular case, public safety. And I think that's, these are the good news stories for the citizens and, of course, for the city.
Well, we appreciate the role that the City Council has in being stewards of our tax dollars and balancing that with the needs of services that we all have become conditioned to expect. We'd like to thank Bill Murray for joining us, City Council member for Colorado Springs, and for calling in and giving us his insight this morning. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Anytime.